Hello, dear friends. It's time for Let's Talk About Jesus with Pastor Robert Venable. I'm so glad to be with you today, right here on WMAF. So why don't you just get you a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, a glass of tea, a cold drink, whatever you'd like to do to be comfortable if you're in your home, and spend the next 30 minutes with us around the Word of God. I love to preach from God's book, the Bible. It's the only book that I ever preach from. I don't know much about all the poets and the great writers of the world, but I know something about Jesus Christ, and I know something about the Word of God today. So we're going to talk about having victory in Jesus. In fact, we're going to talk about entering in to Christ's victory. And I want you to know that there is victory in Jesus today. That's a phrase that we use a lot in Christendom, but it is not just a cliched, old, worn-out phrase. This is reality if you know Christ as your Savior. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I want you to please stay tuned to this broadcast today, and maybe you'll get a better understanding of what we're talking about when we talk about victory in Jesus. I'll tell you, there's victory for you today. You may think that you will never be worthy to become a Christian, and you may think that you could not live the Christian life, and there's all kinds of negative connotations that the enemy of your soul will give you when it concerns coming to know Jesus and yielding your life to Him. But I'm telling you today, there's victory in Jesus, not in ourself, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. So please stay tuned to this broadcast today. And if you are struggling as a Christian, with the enemy of your soul, you do have an enemy. But God has given us victory in Jesus Christ. I want you to hear that loud and clear today. It's not that He will give you the victory. It's that He has given us the victory in Jesus Christ. Maybe you don't know what is yours in the Lord. You need to stay tuned. That's all I have to say. So don't touch that dial. And while I'm speaking today, I want to once again, if you are a consistent listener to Let's Talk About Jesus, and you feel that this broadcast would be a blessing to someone else, you can be a media missionary, particularly if you have a computer, you're listening to it as it streams. You can send an email to someone else and give them the call letters of this station, WMAF, and then home, and it will take them to the home page of WMAF and have good family-friendly programming all day, all night, 24/7, and good ministries on this station as well, including this broadcast. And it would just broaden our listening audience and help us to reach more and more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, both Christian and non-Christian. If you're listening in another country, down under in Australia, or anywhere where the World Wide Web, and which is everywhere now, we're so glad that you have joined us. I don't know what time it is. It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon here in the U.S. Say it may be midnight where you're listening. You may be maybe you can't sleep and you found this station streaming on computer, but we're just so glad that you are tuned in today. We welcome you. If you're a brand new listener, stay tuned to this broadcast. We believe the message we're going to bring you from the Word of God is going to be a great help to you today if you know the Lord, to help you to live that overcoming victorious life in Christ. And if you don't know the Lord, that before the broadcast is over, that God may speak to your heart and tell you how much He loves you and the great plan He has for your life and the victory that He can give you the changes he can make. By the way, friend, he works from the inside out, not the outside in. So it doesn't start with you changing or getting good enough or worthy enough. It starts with admitting that you're a sinner, repenting of that sin, and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And God goes to work on the inside. Hallelujah. Well, amen. We're going to talk about Christ our victory today. Our text is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Someone said we have a great enemy in the devil, but we have a greater ally in Jesus Christ. I believe that with all of my heart. The New Testament says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58 says, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord, or through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is victory in Jesus today. That's why the Bible says that we're to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faiths. You see, all of our victory is wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus Christ. The great apostle Paul said, our sufficiency is of the Lord. Amen. Not that we are sufficient as of anything in ourself, but our sufficiency is of the Lord. Praise God. So we want to declare this great truth to you today, that there is victory in Jesus Christ. In order to weather the storms of life, and particularly the attacks of our enemy, we have a real enemy in the devil, and we have a real ally in Jesus Christ. Amen. Someone asked a great preacher of old, I don't know if it was Moody, it could have been D.L. Moody. Anyway, a journalist heard him preach and was impressed with his oratory ability. And after the meeting was over, he said, may I ask you a few questions? And he said, yes, you certainly can. He said, you seem like a very intelligent man. How can someone with such intelligence believe in the devil? And the great preacher of old turned to him and said, if you don't believe there is a real devil, just try opposing him sometime. Now, I can hardly amen that. I've had a lot of trouble out of the enemy of my soul, but I've had a lot of victories in Jesus Christ. And the longer I live, the more notches I have on my Bible. Hallelujah. The more victories God has given me through Jesus Christ, not in myself, as Paul said, but in the Lord. That's why the Bible said, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Praise God. Amen. Let's go back to an Old Testament scripture, the book of Isaiah, chapter 59 and verse 19. And listen to this very carefully. We're going to read verse 20 as well. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And verse 20 says, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. I want to read that again. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. That word standard is a wonderful word in the Hebrew. It's the word nous, N-O-O-S. And it means to vanish away, to put to flight, to make to flee. And Young's commentary says the thought of the verse then is whenever the enemy comes upon God's people like a flood of all engulfing water racing down a narrow ravine, the Lord in the very midst of the flood raises a standard. God raises a dam to stem the tide and thus deliver His people. I love what Nave says. He says, God's standard and ensign which will save His people is Christ, commenting on this verse of Scripture. I've always believed that God's standard that He raises against the enemy is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because the next verse says, "And a Redeemer shall come to Zion, and we know Him by name." Jesus is our great Redeemer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like the description of Jesus' victory over our enemy that is given by this great Bible scholar of old, F.W. Thomas. He says, "The brightness of our Lord's glory sent demon sentries howling through hell's corridors. From the thrones of night, black-winged messengers were dispatched to mobilize all of hell's forces. Legions of infernal spirits readied themselves to do battle. In their vanguard, a host of writhing serpent-like demons hissed forth fiery venom against man's deliverer. The blasting winds of hell were hurled against him, but nothing could prevail against the Lion of Judah." Christ is our standard, my brother and my sister, and His victory is our victory. Praise the Lord. We must not fret nor fear. While it's true that in ourselves we are nothing, in Christ we are more than conquerors. And we are challenged by the Holy Spirit to have courage in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6:10, Paul says, "We are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." That little phrase, "in the Lord," is the very cornerstone of our courage in battle. I love the Amplified New Testament. It says, in conclusion, "Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides." Amen. That little phrase, "in the Lord," or "in Christ," or the equivalent, are found over 40 times in Ephesians alone. Every Christian is inseparably united with Jesus Christ. We are placed by God into oneness with His person and His work. That's why Paul said, "In being found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness which is of God in Jesus Christ." Amen. And the first thing I want to point out today is that being in Christ means we are in the mighty victory of His name. Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth." And that word "under" in the Greek is a word that means belonging to the world of departed spirits under the earth, infernal. And the Bible said that in every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In three worlds, the name of Jesus holds absolute authority. In heaven, there's not an angel that doubts the authority and the majesty of Jesus' name. In earth, in earth, there's so many that deny Him, reject Him. But my Bible said a day is coming that every knee of everyone who has ever lived on this earth, every knee is going to bow. There's going to be a resurrection of the just and the unjust, and every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that He is Lord, to the glory of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that in hell, in the netherworld, that every devil, every demon force recognizes the power and authority of the second person of the Godhead, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Greek word here, translated Lord, is kurios, which means supreme in authority, in effect, God or Lord. The Greek word Lord is the equivalent to the Old Testament Hebrew for Jehovah. Christ's exaltation is not only God's attestation of satisfaction in Christ's work, but God's recognition and declaration of Christ's equality with Himself. Listen to Acts 2 and verse 36. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye crucified, both Lord and Christ. Friend of mine, I declare unto you today that Jesus is Lord. Let there be no doubt, He is very God, supreme in authority. The devils believe and tremble. Let us believe and triumph. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible said, thou believest in the book of James, there is one God, thou doest good. The devils believe and tremble. I looked up that word for tremble, and it means to fear to the degree that one's hair would stand up on the back of their neck and their skin would crawl. Amen. There's not a demon in hell that doubts that Jesus is Lord. And we used to sing that old camp meeting song, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know God's great standard that He lifts up and has lifted up for you and for me to have victory over the enemy of our soul is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Redeemer, my friend, has come to Zion. We cannot be in Christ and not qualify to pray in the victory and the authority of His exalted name. The Scripture said, whatever we ask the Father in His name, it will be given us. And that text is not a blank check. It means anything in accordance with His will. We can't ask in the name of Jesus if we don't ask in the will of God. But when we ask in the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ, there is going to be victory in prayer. Satan and his demons cannot resist the believer who stands in the supreme authority of Jesus' name. Jesus actually said, in my name, you will cast out devils. Hallelujah. John Newton said, as surely as he overcame and triumphed once for you, so surely that you that love his name shall also in him triumph too. I love the great hymn that was written by Martin Luther, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. And I just want to read some of the lyrics of that to you. You may know that great hymn. I'm not going to sing it. You can be thankful for that. But I am going to read you. I'm going to read you the lyrics today, because it goes right along with this victory in Jesus that we're talking about. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe, his craft and power great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Don't ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth is His name, from age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And though this world with devils fill would threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. Oh, in light of what we've just read to you, and in light of the beginning and the first stanza of this great hymn of faith from Martin Luther, that one little word is a name. And that name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devils believe and tremble. Let us believe and triumph. Hallelujah. John Newton said, once again, as surely as he overcame and triumphed once for you, so surely you that love his name shall in him triumph too. The scripture said, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Jesus Christ. Number two, I want to talk today about the fact to be in Christ means also to be united to Jesus Christ and all the victory he's achieved in his redemptive work. Listen, friend of mine, everything that Jesus has done on the cross, everything that the blood of Jesus that was shed on that cross has accomplished is ours in Jesus Christ today. Colossians 2:14-15 says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances which was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, literally in the cross. I like once again the Amplified, which said God disarmed principalities and powers that raged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross. This great victory is ours in Jesus Christ. At the moment of conversion, God puts the believer in all the victory Christ has achieved in his redemptive work. That's why if you're listening to this broadcast and you're not a Christian, you're saying, you know, I can't live the Christian life. There's no way I can overcome my weaknesses, my tendencies towards sin. I've tried so many times to break sinful behavior and habits, and I've failed until I give up trying, and the prospect of becoming a Christian and doing the right thing and choosing the right way, I would just fail in that. I'm too weak. I'm not strong enough to overcome. Well, in yourself, I'll agree with you. That's absolutely true. But in Christ, you can overcome. And God places you at the moment you come to Jesus. He puts you in all the victory that Christ has achieved in his redemptive work. Listen to what Hebrews 2:14-15 says. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might deliver him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. It was in his incarnate form as one of us that our Lord achieved our redemption and totally defeated the kingdom of darkness. This word destroy in the Greek means to render entirely idle, useless, to make of none effect. That means the power and sway that Satan holds over you before you come to Jesus. He loses that power, that influence, that sway. Satan still exists, but he and his cohorts stand defeated, stripped of all their legal authority over God's children. God is one of us, defeated Satan for us in Jesus Christ. So take courage in Jesus Christ today. I love this great true story of a woman being strongly opposed by the devil who cried aloud, "You've been defeated. You are God's idea of nothing." Now stand right here and watch me praise God. And as she praised God, that sense of the enemy opposing, that sense of just pressure and that Christians have felt before begin to lift and be broken. God promised to raise a standard, and that standard is Christ our Redeemer. As victorious Christians, we can now claim this truth of courage and take courage in Jesus Christ. Listen, before we make a faith, a proclamation, an affirmation, before this broadcast is over, I want to say again, if you are not a Christian today and you feel like there is no way that you could become a Christian because you can't overcome all of the things that face you and all the habits that hold you and all of the sins that your heart may really grip and hold to, how can you be changed so drastically and mightily that you can overcome all of these things? See, you've got an enemy of your soul, and when you come to Jesus, he loses power over you. The Bible said, as Christians, we have been translated out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. God absolutely works supernaturally to reposition us in his kingdom and out of the kingdom of darkness and change us from the inside out. And there's a faith statement I would like every Christian today to make, and listen, you can make this statement if you come to know Jesus at the end of this broadcast today. We're going to give you an opportunity in just a few moments to open your heart, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and receive the victory that he has reserved for you in his Son. Here's what I would like you to say with us today before we close this broadcast. If you're a Christian struggling with the enemy of your soul and with the weakness of your flesh, listen to it. By faith, I claim my invincible right to be strong and victorious in your complete salvation. I refuse to be discouraged. I reject all emotions that make me feel defeated. I choose to live as one who is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Listen, God has lifted up a standard. We need to claim that standard in the name of Jesus Christ today. Why don't you say it with me now? By faith, right now, and people may think you're a little crazy for doing this, but I challenge you to say by faith. That's it, by faith. I claim my invincible right to be strong and victorious in your complete salvation. I refuse to be discouraged. I reject all emotions that make me feel defeated. I choose to live as one who is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, my Lord. I'll tell you, if you affirm this great truth that we have victory in Jesus Christ, the enemy is going to have to flee from you. He's going to have to run. That's what a standard lifted up causes him to do. And today, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I challenge you right now, right where you are, to open your heart and invite him into your life. You can do it. It's a simple thing, and yet it is so powerful. If you mean it from your heart and you ask him to forgive your sin and invite him into your life, the moment you do that, God is going to translate you out of the powers of the enemy. He's going to bring you out of that prison house of darkness. He's going to lift your feet from the miry clay, put them on a rock to stay. He's going to deliver you and give you victory in Jesus Christ. Oh, friend of mine, would you do that right now if you don't know Jesus? If you've been on the fence, if you maybe have went to church or have heard the gospel or come from a Christian family, but you yourself think, I can't ever live like my mama, my daddy, my grandma, my sister, my brother. I can't do that. I can't do it. Yes, you can. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Not in myself, not in yourself, but in the victory that God has given us in Jesus Christ. Do it right now. Just bow your head right where you are and say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I receive you as my Savior. And from this day forward, I claim the mighty victory that is mine in Jesus Christ. Oh, friend, we love you today. Be sure and come back next week, and let's talk about Jesus.